We left off Avam and Aleph in the middle of the Tosis Tzvicha Kinyan. Tosis has two parts. Amad Aleph, the long chunk of the Tosis Amad Aleph, is one topic, namely the Mechila Eina Tzvicha Kinyan. They bring several rice, and then on Amad Beis is a totally unrelated topic that the Kinyan Suda does not require Eidus L'Kim Adama. So on several on Amad Aleph they bring quite a few rice. So one of the Haychoches, the Mechila Eina Tzvicha Kinyan, Vod Raya from Perakama de Kiddushin. What's in Perakama de Kiddushin? In Maseches Gittin, by way of background, in Maseches Gittin, in the middle of Perakah Shaleach, there is a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. What's the din Hamafker Avda, if you have an Ebed Kanaini? Hamafker Avda Yotze Lecheres. If I own Karka, if I own Metaltalim, there is an institution of Hefker. How do you know there's such an institution of Hefker? When the Baruch Shalom created the world, everything was Hefker. Everything was up for grabs. And then people were Zeicher. So the Marishan took this, and Cain took that, and Hevel took that, and everybody took something. How do you know there's an institution after it belongs to me? How do you know I could be Mafker it back again to restore it to the original state of Hefker? Is there a Pasuk in the Chumash that says there's such a thing as Hefker? So the answer is yes. The Pasuk is in Parshas Mishpatim. It says, Hashnas HaShmita, the farmer has a mitzvah to be mafka all of the peiros. HaShviyas Tish Metena Unetashto. So the Tanoim, Darshan Lashonis Kfulim, it says, Nasan Tita HaNetanik, Mos Yumas, whatever it says, a Kefal Oshin. So there's a Machlekes HaTanoim, Do Yasum Dibetarka Lashon Beni Adam. The Chumash will sometimes write Lashonis Kfulim, not lying anything special. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, but Lashon Beni Adam said people talk and they say extra words, unnecessary words. Or should be a sum lader b'tarka Lashon Beni Adam. Every word that Rabbeinu Shalom dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu has to have meaning, has to have significance. So that's what we assume, like Rabbi Akiva. Lader b'tarka Lashon Beni Adam, and Yidarshan Lashon is Kfulim. So what Yidarshan from Tish Mentenu and Itashta? So the Mishnah learns that, the Mishnah in Pei. Shloch netisha acher shehikazu. Shnas HaShmita, there's a mitzvah that the farmer should declare as hefker, the peiros that grow. That was a machloikis, the Beis Yosef, and the Mabit. Mabit was a contemporary of the Beis Yosef, and the same Bezna and Tzvat. But they had a lot of machloikis, and they lived together in peace and harmony in the same Bezna. Each one was a big tamachach, and they were each entitled to their opinion. And most of the things they agreed, and then every so often they disagreed. So the Beis Yosef was of the opinion that is a mitzvah on the farmer in Eretz Yisrael to declare that the peiros are hefker. The Mabit was of the opinion that the Torah declared it as hefker. Tzavkait and the Malka, the Melech Malchei Amlochim, declared that it's hefker. You don't need the farmer to declare that it's hefker. And the accepted opinion is like the Beis Yosef, that you have a mitzvah to the Jewish owner. If the farm is owned by Jew, the Jewish farmer has a mitzvah to declare the peiros as hefker. According to the Mabit, that the peiros are hefker automatically, even if the farm is owned by a non-Jew, the peiros have kedushas peiros shviyas on Ron. That's another dispute that he had with the Beis Yosef. If a field belongs to a non-Jew, do you say that peiros have kedushas peiros shviyas on not? So the Beis Yosef understood, based on a line in the Sifra, in the Torah's Kahan, in the beginning of Parshas Bahar, also Shabbos Haaretz Lachem Liyachlo, Lachem Velo Liyakum, that if the farm belongs to a non-Jew, there's no Kedushas Peiros Shviyas on the Peiros. That's what is generally assumed. And the Mabit was of the opinion that even if the farm belongs to a non-Jew, the Peiros still have Kedushas Peiros Shviyas. And he thought that the Peiros that grow in Hefka, that have Kedushas Peiros Shviyas, become Hefka automatically. So his opinion, Mabita's opinion was that even if the farm is owned by a non-Jew, the peiros become hefker automatically. So usually we don't assume, we have not accepted really either opinion of the Mabit. We really follow the Beis Yosef, that it's a mitzvah on the farmer, and if it's a non-Jewish farmer, he doesn't have a mitzvah to be mafker. If it'll be mafker, it'll be mafker. It can be mafker the shirt on his back. It can be mafker the whole farmer if he wants to, but he doesn't have a mitzvah. He doesn't have to be mafker. So we translate the words of the pasuk Hashviyas Tish Metena. You should be mafkerit. Now you should act as if it's efker. Automatically becomes efker. The farmer should be mafkerit. Then it says Unetashna. Unetashna is the kefa loshen. So what the darshan from the loshen is kvulam? Yeishlach netisha cherish hikazu. The other 6 years of the shemitah cycle. If you want to be mafker, anything else gizuntehei. There exists an institution of efker. Usually, when you make a kinyan, the Rambam writes the first line of Hilchas Mechira. Ein amekech niknim bedvarim. That's Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph in the Rambam. That's how he starts off. But to declare something as hefker, that can be chal b'dibur alom. I just declare that it's hefker. So the Gemara has a din in Perek HaShaleach, in Gittin, in the middle of Gittin. Abai v'Rava both agree. Hamafker Abdo, Yotze L'Cheres. If you own an Eved K'naini, and you mafker him, so you no longer own him, and you have no right to make him work for you. If I own a behemoth, so I have the right to use the behemoth. I even have a right to shech the behemoth, if it's a kosher behemoth, I need it. Okay, it belongs to me. If I own an Eved K'naini, I have no right to kill him. It's loisutza, but I have because I own him. The Torah has an institution of owning an Eved. So because I own him, I have the right to make him work for me. If I'm mafke the Eved, so I don't own him anymore. So I have no right to make him work for me. I have a right to make someone else work for me. It's oinor. You're not allowed to make, you're not allowed to torture someone else. If I own him, so I have no right to torture him even if I own him. But if I own him, I have a right, I own him kishori b'chamori, I have a right to make him work for me. But once you mafke rabda, yotze l'cheres. So the machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel was, where the tzorach get shichur, ain't tzorach get shichur. Usually an Eved K'naini needs a shtar shichur. So once mafker at Eved K'naini, there was a machloikas, Rabbi Shmuel, where the tzorach get shichur, ain't tzorach get shichur. What's exactly the machloikas? So there's a sefer in Chosh Mish, but that's called Tzoy Sochosh. Okay? People heard of the sefer. He lived, I think, the early 1800s. And the Stevens was a contemporary. They lived in two different cities. So the Tzoy Sochosh wrote a sefer on Ebenezer that's called Avnei Miluim. The Hasidim don't like to look in Avnei Miluim because it was printed after he died, and his son-in-law, Shlomi Yehuda Rappaport, otherwise known as Shir, Shin Yud Reish, Shlomi Yehuda Rappaport, he was a maskil. He was learned, he was religious, but he was from the maskilim. So he was the one who put it together after the father-in-law's death, and he put an introduction over there, and with psychology. So that's why the Hasidim, they don't like to look in the Avnei Miluim. And it's not the same as the Ktsois. Ktsois is very strong. And Avnei Miluim, sometimes he just collects what the Rishonim say, he doesn't add anything. He just says, Rashi says, and Tosfos says, and the Ritva says, and the Rashba says. A lot of times he just quotes the opinion. The Ktsois, he doesn't just quote. He always says something original. Anyway, so the second half of there's a sefer Avnei Miluim on Ebenezer by the author of the Ktsois HaChoshen. The end of the sefer, he has a section of Shailos HaTshuvos. So most of them are not Shailos that he was asked halacha lemaisa. It's like this: when is the Sos Kriya Shema? Where the Kriya Shema? Nobody asked him Disha. It wasn't a Shaila halacha lemaisa. He calls the Shailos HaTshuvos, but it's a Chidush HaTorah. It's essays, topics. Whether Shabbos and Yontif is man tefillin or not, whether you put on tefillin balayla, it's just mevar halacha. So most of the tshuvas and the end and the Avnei Miluim, most of them are not halacha l'maisa. Some of them are, most of them are not. So one of the essays that he has in the Shabbos and Tshuvas Avnei Miluim, the end of the Avnei Miluim, is he explains that the two, there's a kinyonim. When a person owns an Eved K'naini, he has two kinyonim. He has a kinyon mamon and he has a kinyon isser. So hefker is chal on the kinyan mamon, just like if I own karka, I own metaltlim, I can be mafkerit. That's based on the pasuk vashviyas tish mentenu and etashto. So if I own an Eved K'naini, the Rishonim have an expression: you own Eved K'naini kishora b'chamoro. You own him like you own a behema. So just like one can be mafker the shora b'chamoro, so too one can be mafker an Eved K'naini. So mafker abda yotze l'cheres. I have no right to make more for me. Shaila is, but when you have an Eved K'naini, not only do you have a Kinyan Mamon, you have a Kinyan Isser as well. What do you mean a Kinyan Isser? I own the Eved K'naini with respect to Isser V'Heter. Where do you see that this is so? So the Gemara in the first daf, there's a Maseches Yevamos in Shas, and there's a Perek in Yevamos that's called Perek Oral. So in the first daf, first Amud Beis in Perek Oral, so the Gemara says there's such a thing as a Kinyan Isser in an Eved K'naini. The Eved K'naini cannot. So what would you have said? Where do you see that there's a Kinyan Isser and an Eved K'naini? I would have said an Eved K'naini of a Kohen is Echel B'Truma. A non-Kohen is not allowed to eat Truma, but Eishes Kohen is Echelus B'Truma. An Eved K'naini, Kohen Kik Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo. Eved K'naini is Kinyan Kaspo. Who are you Echel B'Truma? So I would have said the fact that Eved K'naini can be Echel B'Truma. The Gemara doesn't say that. I would have said maybe if the Odon kills his own Eved K'naini, so if Yamam Yokum Lo Yukam Kikaspahu, if the Eved K'naini dies 24 hours, if he lives Meisleis, I shoot him, and he dies 25 hours later. So the din is that I don't get the death penalty. If someone else Anybody kills an Evikinani, he chayv misa. But if the Odin kills his own Evikinani, and the Evikinani lives for 24 hours after, so the Odin is not chayv misa. That's a quirk of Alocha. I would have said there's a Kinyanisa over there. The Gemara doesn't say that. I would have said Evikinani. So what does the Gemara say? So what do you see there's a king? So the Gemara quotes a din that most people never heard of. Evikinani is when he wants to bring a Korban Pesach, you have to be Memunah on a Korban Pesach. One of the Pesach and Nechal Ela Leminuyav, before you shech the Korban Pesach, you have to know who's going to eat from this Korban Pesach. You have to be Memunah people on the Korban Pesach. So the Evikinani can only become a Memunah on a Korban Pesach with the authorization of the Yadon. He can become a Munah on his own. And Eved Ivri is a free agent. He can become a Munah on a Korban Pesach on his own. He doesn't have to get authorization from the Yadon. So the Gemara draws this contrast. The Gemara says, an Eved Knaini is a Kinyan Issa because he can't become a Munah on a Korban Pesach without authorization from the Yadon. So that's the Machloikas, that's what the Avnei Miluim explains. He quotes a Ramban and he has a whole Arichas. This is standard yeshivish Torah, and it's based on this Avnei Miluim, that when you own an Eved Knaini, you have two kinyonim. You have a kinyon mammon, you own the Eved Knaini kishore v'chamari, and that lends itself to hefker, just like if you mapke karka metaltalim, so you can be mapke an Eved Knaini, so it becomes hefka mapke rabdo yotza l'cheres v'enitzoch yotza l'cheres, and you can't make the Eved work for you anymore. And then you also have a Kinyan Iser. The Gemara says, "My nafkemina, you can become a Munah on a Korban Pesach without authorization from the Yadon." So there's a Machlekes Rav Shmuel. So we pass can hamafker Rav the Yotze Lecheres with Tzor get Shichur, even though the Hefker is Chal on the Kinyan Mamen. Hefker is not Chal on the Kinyan Iser. But the Kinyan Iser, you have to have an act of Shichur. How you Meshachur Abik Nani? That's a good question. How are you Meshach and Eved Knaini? So there's a pasuk in the Chumash. There are six Hashamas. There's six Korbanos Hashem. Six in Ezel Mekomen says. One of them is Hasham Shivcha Harufa. If somebody, usually a Korban Chatus on Hashem for Kapara for having violated an Aver, is only if you violate the Aver B'Shegek, violate the Aver B'Mezid, you can't bring a Korban Hashem. So there are a couple of exceptions to the rule. The Mishnah increases as there are four people, Abba Mevim Ala Mezid Kishkogah. There are four people that bring a korban for kapara, even if they did the aver b'mezid. So one of them is Hashem Shivcha Harufa. That if a Yisrael is bo'al Shivcha Harufa, so he has to bring Hashem Shivcha Harufa. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah says, there's bein meshegig bein b'mezid. Who is a Shivcha Harufa? What is a Shivcha Harufa? It says v'hi Shivcha necharefes le'ish. It's a word that doesn't appear anywhere else in Chumash. How do you translate necharefes? It's a funny word. It means she's mekudeshes. A shivcha knainis mekudeshes to a Jew. She's mekudesh to a Jew. Shivcha knainis is chayv mitzvahs keisha. It's chayv in the same. Eved knainis, shivcha knainis is chayv mitzvahs keisha. So she's basically Jewish. So she means that she's married to a Jew. So we usually have a klal, en kiddushin tovsim be'eved, en kiddushin tovsim be'shivcha. Because when Avraham Avinu went to the Akedah, he took the two avarim with him. He said, Shvulachan poem achamor. So Mar Darshan's Amadoim alachamor, that Eved Knaini is like a chamor, just like chamor doesn't have yachas, doesn't have tvisis kedushin, the chamor can't get married to a chamor. So too, there's no tvisis kedushin by Eved Knaini with the Shivcha, with the Israelis, with the Nochri. There's no tvisis ish. Eved Knaini doesn't have any yachas. Eved ain't lo yachas, it doesn't have any tvisis kedushin. So the Pasuk says, if she's a Shivcha Knainis, behalf day, lo nifdosa. What does that mean? She's not peduya, so it should say v'lo nivdasa. She was not nivdis. O chufsha lo nitan lo. A strange loshan apostle. If she would have been chufsha nitan lo, if she would have been freed before someone married her, then she would have been a full eishes ish. Then there would have been a chi of misa. It wouldn't be the one who's boal. What's the one is Baal Shivcha Harufa, the man, the Israel is Baal Shivcha Harufa, has to bring Hashem Shivcha Harufa, Bei Memezi, Bei Meshoyi. What's the punishment for the girl, for the Shivcha Harufa? So the Gemara says Malkus. That's the Shaila, Bei Memezi, Bei Meshoyi. Oh no, that's not. The Gemara says Beim Meis Beim Meshug. That's on the boil. That the boil is Chayv Osham. The Chiddush is Abraham Mevim Al Azodin Kishkoga Hashem Shivcha Rufo. The main is Chayv and Osham, even if he's boil Shivcha Harufa Bemezit. But she is Beim Meshugik Beim Meis. It doesn't make any sense. She should be Chayv Malkus Beshugik. So the Pasuk Pshat is the girl is only like. How do you know that she gets Malkus? Where's the Pasuk? It says, Bikaris tia, lo yimsuki lo hufasha. Very difficult. The psukim are very difficult. He shivcha necharefes lish, vahavdei lo nevdas ha'chuf shalan nitan lo, Bikaris tia, lo yimsuki lo hufasha. So what does it mean, Bikaris tia? Difficult pasuk. Bikaris tia. So the Gemara darshans, that's not pshutu shalmikra, Gemara darshans, Bikroi tehei, we should read her the riot act. We should read the psukim to her. What psukim? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, the Malkus, when they would administer Malkus to whoever deserves Malkus, one of the members of the Bezin would read Psukim from the Chumash to say you're getting Malkus because you did an Avera, and we hope that next time you'll learn your lesson and you won't repeat the Avera. So the Gemara interprets, Bikoris tia, Bikroi tehe. We should read her the right act, we should read the Psukim from the Chumash when we give her the Malkus. So that's how the Gemara establishes that the Boyal is Chayev Osham, that says in the Chumash, and the Shivcha Harufa gets Malkus. So the Malkus is Beim Shegik, Beim Mezid. Pasha Pshat is no. Pasha Pshat is it's only Beim Mezid. But Hasra, if you don't have Hasra, so it doesn't count at all. There's a strange Rambam in the Pirish HaMishnayis where the Rambam says that the Isha gets Malkus Beim Shegik, Beim Mezid. Where would one think that this Pirish HaMishnayis should be? Someone would guess that what the Krisis, where the Mishnahs talk about Hashem Shivcha Harufa. So it's not over there. And the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam doesn't say. This is in the Pirish HaMishnahs, in the beginning of Masechah Shabbos. Mamish Alobim Kom. I should have checked in Kapach's edition of the Pirish HaMishnahs. He did a new translation. Maybe in a new edition it doesn't have that. Really doesn't belong there at all. And it's an awkward Rambam. It doesn't make any sense at all. But that's a quirk, believe it or not. And Ripley's believe it or not, they believe it or not, the Rambam writes in the beginning of Pirush HaMishnah, Masechah Shabbos, that the Shivcha Harufa gets Malkus B'Meshoigig B'Memezid. Do we ever have anybody in the world who gets Malkus B'Shoigig? Person didn't have their B'Shoigig. Did anybody ever say such a similar thing? So there's such a thesis on the first Mishnah in Tmura, and they quote a Gemara later in Tmura. The Gemara says that Tmura is B'Meshoigig B'Memezid. What Tmura is B'Meshoigig B'Memezid? The guy realized that he's doing wrong, or he didn't realize that he's doing anything wrong. Doesn't make a difference. In either case, how do you end off this? In either case, the Tmura is Chal. But in either case, he gets Malkus. That doesn't make any sense. So Tosis has two opinions on that. The Tosis on the first daf in Tmura, on the opening Mishnah, and then they quote the Gemara later on Tmura. With the Gemara said, Beferish, Bei Meshegig, Bei Memezid. So Poshe Pshat, Bei Meshegig, Bei Memezid, while Yehuz Marasa Yekaydish takes effect. But not that you get Malkus. The first Mishnah says, "Mheimer, soifer ges arboim. You get malchus arboim if you violate tmura." So Tosis says one awkward opinion that you get malchus. They both don't make sense. That Tosis by the tmura, and the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah is by the shivcha harufa. Pashtus says there just ain't no such thing. You never have malchus b'shege. How can it be? It doesn't make any sense. Anyway, so the din is at the boal shivcha harufa. Is chayv and asham and osham bein meshegig bein memezid. That's mishnayis. Abam mevim ala zodin kishkoga, and the isha is chayev is malkus pashim shab bemezid not meshegig. And the pasuk says the reason why what an eshes ish is insa. What's going on? If she's an eshes ish, there should be misa. How come there's no misa? So the answer is hafte lo nevdasa ochuf shalanitan. She was not freed. If she would have been freed before the Yisrael married her, then it would have been Kiddushin Tovsin. She would have been a Neshes Ish, and it would have been a Chiyav Misa. But the Chapasik says, Lo Yimsu, they're not Chay, neither is Chay Misa, not the Boil and not the Shivcha Harufa. Lo Yimsu, Ki Lo Chuposha, because she was not freed. Chofish is freedom. She was not freed before. So how does the Pasik say, Hopte Lo Nebdosa, O Chuf Shola Nitan Lo? How do you translate the words? She was not Nifdis. She was not niftis. Usually pidyon is bekesef. When you pay the ma'aser sheni, when you pay the hay, she's kesef. And also not kesef become lo shav kesef. It's also dina kesef. So it sounds like hafdei lo niftasa or chuf shalo nitan lo. She was neither freed in this form nor freed in that form. What are the two forms? So there's a machlokes hatanaim in Gittin Perek HaShaleach, and we paskan there are two ways, the two routes to free an Eved Kenani. One is a shtar shichur. So where does that say? By get isha it says if a couple is married, say if she shoots her husband, so she's an amana, so she's allowed to remarry. Or someone else shoots the husband. Okay, the bezin beats him up. The bezin shoots the husband. Okay, so she's an amana, she's allowed to remarry. If the husband is alive, so the only way for her to remarry is if he gives her a get. So that says in the Chumash, if he gives her a get. How does it say? Because of Allah Sefer Krisis. Because of Allah Sefer Krisis. Here it says, Chubshola Nitan Lo. Hoftelon does Chubshola Nitan Lo. The Gemara says, there you have it. Lo La Meisha. The word law appears by the get Isha. Because of Allah Sefer Krisis. And the word law appears by the Shichur Eved Kenani. And it doesn't say how you Mishachar the Eved Kenani. If you would have been Mishachar, if the Yodim would have been Mishachar the Shivcha Kenainis, before she was Niskatcha, he shivcha necharefesli, she was Niskatcha, she would have been Niskatcha after Chufsha Nitan Lo, after having gotten a Shtar Shichur, then she would have been a nation, so she would have been Misa. But Yimsuki Lo Chupasha, she was not Nishtachura. And the Pasuk tells us there are two ways to be Meshach and Eviknan. Either Chufsha La Nitan Lo Bishtar, Lo La Meisha Mi, has the connotation of Shtar, and Hafte Lo Nifdasa Min, she was Lo Niftis Bekesef. You can either be Meshachar Eved Kenani. If you're Mafkir and Eved Kenani, or Shivcha Kenani, same thing. Mafkir and Eved Kenani, so the Hefker is Chal, like Shor Bachamara. The Hefker is Chal. A Mafkir Abdi Yotzel Acheris, that's Meshachar the Kenyan Mammon. And what about the Kenyan Iser? So we paskin a Mafkir Abdi Yotzel Acheris with Zor Get Shichar. You still need to get Shichar, because Hefker can't be Chal on the Kenyan Iser. So you need a shtashicha to be mafkir. And in a normal Eved Kenani, there are two ways to be mshacha. Either ayde shtar, chuf shela nita lo has a connotation of shtar, lo la meisha, hofte lo niftosa means she was not niftis bekesef, because usually pidyon means pidyon bekesef. Yeah. How come it says, so what do you mean she was not nishtachara? So she says shivcha kneinis. Shivcha kneinis is en kiddushin tofsin. So why should there even be a punishment at all? So why she chayv malkas? Why is he chayv korban Hashem shivcha harufa? So there's a machlokes hatanaim. So the accepted opinion is that shivcha harufa is chetzi shivcha vechetzi baschorin. And we translate the words hafte loy niftasa is not just a kefal loshen. We darshan all the loshen is kfulim. Whenever you have a double loshen, you darshan it. See, like it says, ashvis tishmetenu unetashta. So Tishmantena means the farmer has a mitzvah to be mafke the peris. When the tashta means eshloch netish acherishi kazu, that all 7 years if you want you be mafke anything that you want. So here also, this is also a kefal loshen. It's not exactly the same. It's not the same as Tishmantena and tashta. Most yumas hanik tanik nasan titin. Here it says hafte loynev dosa. I should have written he loynev dosa. Should have written he loynev dosa. She was not nishtachura. It says hafte lo nivdasa. So there's an extra word there. It's not the same word repeated twice, but there's a yita loshen over here. So the tanoim understand machlekes hatanoim. Tanoim understand she's a peduya veina peduya. She's a chet yeshivcha vechetz baschar. How do you have such an animal? How do you have a chet yeshivcha vechetz baschar? So posh pshat is I give her a shtar shichur and I say I hereby meshacher half of you. So I can't make her work every day. Usually I have a shivcha kneinis, so she washes the dishes every day, and she does the laundry, and she cleans the windows, and whatever, she diapers the baby, and she does all the work for me. Now if I'm chatzi shivcha, so I can only make her work half the time. So every other day she has off, and every other day she has to work for me. That's a chatzi eved v'chatzi bencher. Yeah, but we paskin hamshacha chatzi eved is not chal. You have to be mshacha the whole eved. That's a machlekes hatanaim. Also, everything is in hashalech. In the middle of Gittin, Perek HaShaleach. So we paskan, Hamshacha Chatzi Avdo is not Chal. because the Gemara in Gittin, the end of Gittin, Perek HaZorik, raises a question. Kol Mashikon Eved Kon Rabba is a Dindaraisa. If I own an Eved Kenani, and somebody gives him a Matana, so the Klal Menatar is Ein Kinyan Levit below Rabba. The Eved is Koin and the Matana. The Eved finds a Mitzi in the street and someone gives him a Matana. The Eved has a job and he earns money. So all the money goes to the Odon. Komashikon Eved Kon Rabbit. It's a Din Derais. So Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi. The Yad of the Eved is considered as if the Yad of the Adam. So if the Adam gives the Eved a Shtar Shichur to be Mshacher him, so the Gemara says, how does he get off the ground? It's like the Adam giving, the Adam is giving himself a Shtar Shichur. If Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi, it's like I take the Shtar Shichur, I take it to my right hand, I put it into my left hand. The Yad Eved is Ki Yad Rabbi. So if I put the Get Shichur, I put the Shtar Shichur into the hands of the Eved, it's like putting into my left hand. Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabbi. The Gemara raises this question in the end of Gittin Perek HaZarek, the first half in Perek HaZarek. So the Gemara answers, that's a din derais a pasuk. What do you say? Gita v'yada boin keechot. Since I did the shichur, if the shichur will be chal, he will be yotzei l'cheiros, and then he will have a yad. So I say, gita v'yada boin keechot. When you give him the shta shichur, he's yotzei l'cheiros. So we pask in la'alocha, that's only if he mishachah the eved mikol v'kol l'gamrei. So ayidei giving him the shtar, he will be yotzei l'cheiros, and it will no longer be yad eved ki yad rabbi. So then you say gita v'yada boin keechot. The yad comes because I gave him the shtar shichur. But if I'm only mishachah chatzi avdo, so chatzi eved is still going to belong to me. So it's still, even after the get will be chal, it'll still be yad eved ki yad rabbi partially. So the yad, the get never left the whole reshus of the adon. It's still in the hand of the eved. It's still chatzi shel adon. He's a chatzi eved b'chatzi mincher. So that's why we pass on la'alocha, ha'mshachah chatzi abdos, nothing is chal. The shichur is not chal. So how can you have an institution of hafde loin eftasa, she's peduya veina peduya. We darshan on the pasuk. She's peduya veina peduya. She's a chetz yashivcha v'chetz meschon. How does such an animal exist? There ain't no such thing as a chatzi abed v'chatz meschon. How can you have a chetz yashivcha v'chetz meschon if ha'mshachah chatzi abdos lo yotza l'cheres? So the Mishnah tells you how it's possible. If she's an Eved or a Shivcha, she's a female Eved, it's a Shivcha. If you have an Eved, shall Shnei Shutvim. So I own 50%, and you own 50%. So she works for me one day, she works for you one day. Or I own, doesn't have to be 50-50. I own 75%, and you own 25%. So she works for me 3 days a week, and then every fourth day she works for you. Then 3 days a week for me, and 1 day a week for you. Okay? So it's three quarters and one quarter. Whatever it is. So if you have an Eved, shall Shnei Shutvim, and one of the shutvim gives her a shtar shichur, he's mishachar legamrei. Say, I'm one of the shutvim. I can't be mishachar your half of the eved. Whatever you own, I can't be mishachar. But I can be mishachar all of what I own. And I'm not mishachar anything for myself. I own nothing now. So you can no longer say yad eved ki yad rabbi. You can't say yad eved. The shtar shichur never left my rishus, because the yad eved is like, my yad is like taking the shtar shichur, putting it to my right hand, to my left hand. No. I have no shaykhis with the Eved. I own 25% of the Eved. I own 50% of the Eved, whatever. And I'm a shaykh of the full kinyan that I own. So the Gemara says, there you have a case. There does exist, l'choladeus, there exists an institution of a chatz Eved, a chatz menchorin. If it wouldn't exist, you'll cut out half of the minchas chinuch. Minchas chinuch is yodua. In every mitzvah, he always has a discussion. What's the din of a chatz Eved, a chatz menchorin? People laugh. He discusses kemat and every mitzvah. What's the status of a chatz yevet chatz mechorin? That's half of the minchas chinuch. So such an animal does exist. There is an institution of a chatz yevet mechatz. It doesn't have to be 50-50. So how does it work? So the Gemara, you meshacher all of the bailus that you have in the yevet. So that's meshacher the whole of it. So again, so there is an institution of a shivcha harufa. Shivcha harufa, habo'al shivcha harufa is in violation of eshesish, loisinov, but it's not a foolish. It's only what we call kiddushei osham. There's a normal person. I'm married. You're married. So a normal person is married. That's kiddushin that has misa and kares. Has the real einish misa of all ishish is chay misa. But over here it's only kiddushei osham. Here it's only an incomplete ishish. Maximum can lead up to an osham for him, a malchus for her. So how come it's an incomplete ishish? Because lo yimsuki lochu posha. She would have been nishtachar legamrei before the Jew was Mekadashar, it would have been a full Eshesish. It would have been Misa. But because lo yimsu ki lochu pasha. So what is it? So she's a shivcha knainis. So one Tana says, yeah, increases. One Tana says, shivcha knainis, I'm kudeshes le'evidivim, kudeshes li'Yisrael. So we don't paskin like that, because we paskin, we darshan l'shonis kful, we paskin. Lo dibar teruk l'shon miram. So the loshan apasik is miyuter. Of de lo niftasa. So the Poshim Shat means she was Loiniftis. She wasn't Shtachar Ayde Kesev, no, she was Shtachar Ayde Shtar. Ptuya Pidyon usually means al yidei kesef chov shanitan lo, lo lo meisha means bishtar. She was neither nishtachar abdi kesef nor nishtachar abishtar. But why does it say hafte lo niftasa, the extra word hafte? So the Gemara darshins, that's how we pass on halacha. She's peduya ve'ena peduya. She's a chetze shivcha ve'chetze baschor. So the chetze baschor in kiddushin atopsin, but it's only a chetze isha. Normally, if I say hare chetzech mekudeshesli, I marry a girl, I say chetzech mekudeshesli. So the Gemara says nothing is chal. No, it's not such thing as a chetze ishus. No such thing as a chetzech mekudeshesli. Nothing is chal. But over here, because by the baschorin, I had the opportunity to marry the girl fully. So the Gemara says, kikach ish isha velo chatzi isha, isha velo chatzi isha. If I say chetzich mekudesh esli, nothing is chal. But if the girl is a chetz yeshivcha le chetz baschorin, so it's only kedush and topsin and the chetz baschorin, and the chetz yeshivcha is amadai malach amar. So there's no isha, there's no ishus, there's no yachas, evidein lo yachas. So here, it's an incomplete ishus. Because it's an incomplete ishus, so the onish is a miktas onish. Lo yumsu, ki lo chupasha. There's no onish misa, because she's not a full ishus ish, but because she's a chetz yeshivcha v'chetz baschorin, so it's a miktas ishus. Because all you can have over here, the Gemara asks, the kaddish chatzi isha, nothing is chal. Gemara says, but here it's different. Because by the shivcha, chetz yeshivcha v'chetz baschorin, you're mekaddish, the maximum you can be mekaddish. All you can be mekaddish is the chetz baschorin. Chetz shivcha is en kiddushin tafin kozam adayim alach amar. So that's the institution of shivcha harufa. Fine. So we learn out from that pasuk, chuf shalanditan lo, she was neither freed ay de kesef, up de loin of dosa, pidyon usually means kesef, chuf shalanditan lo, nor was she freed. That's the simple translation of pasuk is very difficult. Huf de loin of dosa, oh chuf shalanditan lo. But that's how the Gemara translates the pasuk. She was neither nishtachra ayde kesef nor nishtachra ayde shtar legamre. She's peduya veina peduya. So that's why there's an institution of shivcha harufa. She's mezana. It's a miktas ishus. So therefore, the oinish is lachatzoy. Fine. So getting back again. So the Gemara has, if you own an Ebed Kenayni or Shivcha Ketanis, you have a double kinyan. You have a kinyan mammon and you have a kinyan. So the kinyan mammon lends itself to Efker. Kinyan does not lend itself to Efker. That's what the Ramban says. How does he know that that's so? The Ramban says if a couple is married and the husband wants to divorce the wife, let him just say, I'm mafke you. So that never appears in the Gemara anyway. You can't be mafke your wife. So I would have said, because you don't own your wife. You don't have any kinyan at all on your wife. So the Ramban seems to assume that that's a big machlokes achrayim. That's machlokes the Pnei Yeshua and Avnei Miluim. That's a famous machlokes Pnei Yeshua and Avnei Miluim. And when we learned Yevamos a couple of years ago, so there's a sefer Marcheshes. Marcheshes is a tshuva sefer by Penachegish. He was the dying in Vilna at the same time as Rav Chaim Moshe. He was older than Rav Chaim Moshe and he outlived him. Rav Chaim Moshe died at a young age. He outlived, he delivered a hesped when Rav Chaim Moshe passed away. So he learned by the Beis Halevi. He had the old style of learning. And he writes in the introduction to his Sefer that not everybody will go for his style of learning because now they go with the analytic style and everything goes with the fancy words. He's from the old school. But he has a lot of wonderful things in his Chuvas also. Not bad. So the Marcheshes has a footnote in one of his tshuvas where he says this famous machlokes between the Pnei Yeshua and the Avnei Miluim, whether when a couple is married, does the husband have a kinyan iser on his wife? Well, not even a kinyan iser. He's married. He doesn't. He certainly doesn't have a kinyan mammon on his wife. Doesn't own his wife. But does he even have a kinyan iser? So he thinks that that's a machlokes in the Yerushalmi. He has a machlokes in Yevamos, in the beginning of Yevamos. He claims that this famous machlokes, the Pnei Yeshua and the Avnei Miluim, is a machlokes tamaraim in the beginning of Yevamos. Fine. So the Ramban seems to be assuming, this Ramban is in Kiddushin on Daf, on that Daf. Where's Tyson quoting? Tezayin amanav. Ramban says he's going to prove that if you have a kinyan iser on something, hefke isn't chal. Hefke is only chal to be mafkia a bailos of a kinyan mammon. He says, how come a husband can't be mafke his wife and she should be allowed to remarry? Why does the Torah say she needs a get funny question. So he's assuming, he's making a premise that the husband has a kinyan isim in his wife. That's what the Pnei Yeshua holds like that. And Avner Miluim doesn't like it at all. So the Ramban says the reason why Hefka doesn't work is because it's a kinyan isim, it's not a kinyan mamon, and Hefka is only chala on kinyan mamon, not chala on kinyan isim. So this whole pshat of the Avner Miluim that we're in the middle of saying over, this is all based on that Ramban. So the Ramban learns that the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel hamafker avdi have an evikneini. If you mafker it, so the kinyan have kinyan mamon is chal hefker. You ought to lecheres. You have no right to make the evid work for you because he no longer belongs to you. Is he tzor get shichrana? So we pass can tzor get shichrana because the hefker is only chal on the kinyan mamon. It's not chal on the kinyan iser. In order that the evid should be muta be israelis, an evikneini is also be israelis. So when you give him a shtar shichur, then he's muta be Yisraelis. So if you mafker him, the hefker is only chal on the kinyan mamon, not chal on the kinyan iser. So he's still oser lisa Yisraelis. So that's what we say. Mafker after yotzei lecheres, kinyan mamon is off, but tzor get shichur. But the b'knayni still needs a shtar shichur in order to cancel the kinyan iser. That it should be muta be Yisraelis. That's how we say. Why is there one opinion on Mafker Abdi Otzilacheris for Ein Tzor Get Shichur? Machlek is Rabbi Shmuel. Why? So the Gemara says, no, it's based on a pasuk in Parashas Bo'i. When it speaks about Korban Pesach there, how does it say? Forgot the pasuk already? There's a pasuk. Chalabidish miknas kesef amalta osa ozir chalboy. That's a pasuk. Anybody about curry? Chalabidish miknas kesef umalta osa ozir chalboy. And Rashi and Chumash quotes a machloek esatarim. How do you translate the pasuk? If you mal the ebit k'naini, the ebit k'naini is now allowed to eat korban pesach. And if you're not mal him, he's not allowed to eat korban pesach. But that we should have known without that pasuk. It says kolara laya chalboy. So we assume that the correct pshat. Chalabidish miknas kes malta oso oz yochal bo the odon. Milas ha'ebed is ma'akev the odon me'lech b'korban pech. Rashi and Chumash quotes the machlokes ha'tanoim. The machlokes in Yevamos and Perek Ha'oro has a lot of dinim abris mila there in Ha'oro. And we pass on la'loch. Milas ha'ebed is ma'akev the odon me'lech b'korban pech. So the Gemara asks, why does it say chalabidish miknas kes ha'ebedish v'la'ebedisha? The din only applies to men. And if a woman has an Ebed Kenaini and she wasn't mal the Ebed Kenaini, she didn't have a bris on the Ebed Kenaini, the woman is permitted to eat Karban Pesach. No. So why does Sevech HaLevet Ish? Sevech HaLevet. Mal Toh Osa Ozi Yochum, but what's the significance? Often we dash an Ebed Ish V'lo Isha. But here it doesn't make sense to say Ebed Ish. So the Gemara comes up with an interpretation. Chalevet Ish, if the Odon is a Balabos on the Ebed, he still has a Kenyan Mamen, then in Malta also is Yochelbo, then Milos HaEbed is Miakim the Odom Elechel B'Korban Pesach. But Amafker Abdo, and he's not the Ish anymore. The Ish means the boss, the big boss, the Balabos. If he's Mafker the Ebed, he's not a Balabos on the Kenyan Mammon anymore. So once the Kenyan Mammon is gone, the Kenyan Isid vanishes into thin air. That's the opinion that we don't pass like that. That's the Sheet in the Gemara. Amafker Abdo, the Otzel Acheris, then it's all get Shichur. Because the Kenyan Iser is a function of the Kenyan Mom. It calls man, there's a Kenyan Mom, and there's a Kenyan Iser. Let's say I sell you, I have an Ebed Kenaini, I sell him to somebody else. So you make a Kenyan on an Ebed Kenaini, like you make a Kenyan on Karak Metalkalim. You make a Kenyan. But how did I transfer the Kenyan Iser? How do you sell a Kenyan Iser? You're selling the Ebed Kenaini. The Gemara says, Abadim Hukshala Karko. So you can sell Ebed Kenaini with Kenyani Karko, or with Kenyani. The Ebed Kenaini really is metalkalim, but it's hukish le karko. So the Gemara says either kinyani karko or kinyani metalkalim can work. You want to sell the Ebed Kenaini to somebody else. So fine, you're treating the kinyan mamon like either karko or metalkalim because he's both metalkalim and hukish le karko. But how do you transfer the ownership of the kinyan iser? So the answer is it goes along automatically. Once I sell the kinyan mamon, the kinyan iser tags along. So that's what the one opinion in the Gemara says. We don't pass like that. If you mafker abdo yotzei lecheres, then it's arket shichur because the kinyanisa is always a function of the kinyan mamon. If you mafker the kinyan mamon and yotzei lecheres, then the kinyanisa disappears, vanishes into thin air. And the mocker is that pasuk. V'chal ebedish. Ebedish means not v'loy ebedisha. Ebedisha, the same thing. Ebedish means if the odon is a balabas. But if he's no longer the balabas and dinim mamonis, then there's no kinyan iser either. and you don't need a shtashir. So we don't pass them like that. We pass them after Rabbi Yotzel Cheres, the tzar gets shichur.
According to this, what would they say that someone is married?
If there's a kinyan history by marriage, is there any way to get that not through get? No, the only way is to get. Yeah, there is no kinyan moment by marriage. The Gemara has a drush on the pasuk, koin ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo heim yochlu balachmai. That's how the pasuk says, not only is a koin permitted to eat truma, Kinyan Kaspo of the coin is also Echel B'Truma. So who's included in Kinyan Kaspo? So if he buys Behemoth's coin, the coin buys a Behemoth. So he's permitted to feed Truma to the Behemoth's coin. Or if he buys an Eved Knaini, if you have an Eved Ivri of a coin is not Echel B'Truma. But if the coin owns an Eved Knaini, the Eved Knaini shall coin is Echel B'Truma. If the Eved Knaini is Tohar, he has to be Tohar. If he's Tomei, just like the coin is Tomei, can't eat Truma. The Knani can't eat Shuma either if he's Tomei. Can Eved Knani be Mekabel Tumah? I'm talking about Eved Knani is Tohar, Knani is Tomei. A Goy is not Mekabel Tumah. Eved Knani is halfway in between Kedushas Yisrael and no Kedushas Yisrael. So maybe Eved Knani is not Mekabel Tumah.
Anisha
is Mekabel Tumah. But Anisha has a full Kedushas Yisrael. They have the same mitzvahs, the Chayb and the same mitzvah. Lola Meisha. I didn't know that an Eved Knaini is Chayv Mitzvahs Kiisha. Also, the same Gzera Shabbat, the Gemara says, Lola Meisha. Chub Shalom Nitan Lola Meisha, it says, because of Lola Seifik Kriis, you have the Gzera Shabbat, that's how you know that Eved Knaini is Chayv Mitzvahs Kiisha. There's a Kasha, how can you learn that Eved Knaini is Chayv Mitzvahs Kiisha? That Pasuk is talking about a Shivcha Knainis, a female Eved. It's talking about Shivcha Charufa. So how did you establish based on Lola Meisha? You establish based on Lola Meisha that the Eved Kenaini is Yotze L'Cheres HaYidei Shtar. Chuf Shel Anit An Lo, the word Lo has the connotation of Shtar. But how can you learn Lola Meisha, famous Rosha, Lola Meisha, that any mitzvah that the Isha is Chayiv, the Eved is Chayiv in, and mitzvah says the Shazman Groma, the Isha is not Chayiv, so the Eved Kenaini is not Chayiv either. How can you learn such a Gzeres Shoveh? But the Pasuk Lola Meisha is talking about a female Eved Kenaini, it's talking about Shivcha Kenainis. She is an Isha. Of course she's Chayv Mitzvahs Kiisha. But if you have a male Eved, maybe the male Eved is Chayv Mitzvahs Kiish. So that's a good Tekasha. Rabbi David Karlina talks about that Kasha. Rabbi David Karlina was a Goyin HaGoyinim. He was the rabbi in Karlin. In Stolen Karlina, Twin Cities. So he was the rabbi in Karlin. And he has a sefer on the Rambam, which is a Pilpul sefer. What's it called? Likutei Halachos, I think it's called. I forgot what it's called. In our yeshiva, I never saw it. In our yeshivas, they look and they say, it's an Hilchas Ishus. Just an Hilchas Ishus. I think it's called Likutei Halachos. Anyway, that's a good kasha. How do you see from Lola Meisha? You learn out Lola Meisha that Konsusha, Isha Chayevas Ba Eved Knaini Chayebo. Eved Knaini is not Chayev Mitzvah, says my grandma. So that's a Pella. How can you learn that? The Pasuk is talking about a female, Shivcha Knainis. She was called Dina Kisha. She is an Isha. How do you not extrapolate that a male Eved Knaini is also only Chayev Mitzvah Kisha? That's a good tikash. So you learn from that Lola Meisha, you learn that an Eved is only Chayv Mitzvahs Kiisha, and you learn Chuf Shel Anit Ala means Al Yidei Shtar, that you Meshach and Eved Knaini Al Yidei Shtar. Fine. So that's about, we've been discussing Ad Kan Eved Knaini. There's a double Kinyan, there's a Kinyan Mammon, and there's a Kinyan Yisr, Lamaynav Kamina, there's a Kinyan Yisr. So the Gemara said the first Amid Beis in Perka Oral that it can't become a Moon on a Korban Pesach without authorization from the Yodam. That's what the Gemara says. Gemara doesn't point out the din of Yom or Yomayim, and the Gemara doesn't point out the din Eved Knaini shall coin as Echol B'Truma. The Gemara just quotes the din Korban Pesach. And in Eved Ivri, the Gemara makes a Eved Ivri can become a Mamun on a Korban Pesach without authorization from the other. So it would appear the simple reading of the Gemara that Eved Ivri, there's no Kinyan Isa. That's what it sounds like. There's no Kinyan Isa. Is there a Kinyan Mammon? When you buy an Eved Ivri, is there a Kinyan Mammon? Or is it just a schus that you have a right to make the Eved work for you? There are two kinds of Eved Ivri. There's a Mecher Atzmo, he sells himself. That's a guy signs a contract, he's going to work for me for the next 3 years. So I own Kinyonim on him. I don't own Kinyonim. I have a schus. He signed a contract, he agreed that he's going to work for me. That's not Gufa Konoi. What if you buy an Eved Ivri? Either there are two kinds of Eved Ivri. Either Mecher Atzmo, he sells himself, or Machru Bezin. Why should Bezin sell a person as an Eved Ivri? v'nimka b'gnei vasa, because it was good to ma'isim tov, because he stole and he doesn't have money to pay back. And he stole so much money that it's going to be 6 years worth. If he only stole $1,000, you can't sell him for half a year. You can't sell him for a month. Either sell him for 6 years, or you don't sell him at all. So if he stole so much money, and if he has money to give it back, so let him pay it back. But if he stole so much and he spent all the money, he doesn't, and he can't pay back the money, so if you can sell him for 6 years and you get the money to pay back, then it's an imka b'gnevasa, the bezin sells him. So when you have an eved ivri, either kind of eved ivri, either mechar atzma, machru, bezin, whatever it happens to be, is there a kinyan? Do you have a kinyan? Or maybe eved ivri is like a poil? Do you think that the eved ivri is more than a poil? A poel is just schusim. I have a right. He's mechuyev to come on time and to do the work. He agreed that he's going to work. If he wants, he can quit. If he quits, I don't pay him the salary. But if I have a poel, then he wants me to pay him. So I say, you have to do the work. If you don't do the work, I'm not going to pay you. So when you have a poel, there's no gufa koni, al pi pashtus. He's meshubah to do the work. He committed himself. He agreed. He obligated. He's going to do the work. He's supposed to come and do the work conscientiously. What about Eved Ivri? Is it just the same as a poil, that there are schusim, shibudim, or should you say Eved Ivri gufakone? So the Gemara has in the end of Bava Kama, it says a pasuk in the end of Vayikra, v'chishav inkaneu mishnasi mochra lo. It says, if the Eved Ivri sold himself to a goy, or to a Jew, and then because he didn't have any money, why should a person sell himself as an Eved Ivri? He has no money. And then his rich uncle dies, and he becomes a rich man, and he wants to buy out his freedom. So the pasuk says, "V'chishu in koneu, you bought me as an eved ivri until the end of Sheish, or until Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, whichever is going to come first. And you paid so much money, and I'm going to work for you 2.5 years, or for 6 years, whatever it is, either till Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, or till the end of Sheish. Or let's say Sheish, and I already worked 4.5 years, and all you have left is another year and a half. So if I have enough money to pay for that year and a half, I can buy out my freedom." So the pasuk says, "V'chishu imkaneu shnasi mochra lo." You have to calculate how much he owes, and then he can buy out his freedom. And the pasuk happens to be speaking about an eved ivri who sold himself to a goy. So the Gemara poses a question: there is a machlokes hatanaim regarding gezel akum, whether gezel akum is an iser gezel, or it's an Issa Chil Hashem, a different Issa. But Havkos Havosah, the Gemara says, Mikra Din is Mutter. Let's say, I owe money to the goy. Not that I'm not sticking my hand into his pocket and walking off with his money. I owe him money and I don't pay. So sometimes I lost me Chil Hashem not to pay. They're not allowed to do a Chil Hashem. That's an Issa Deraisa. But Havkos Havosah, if there's no Chil Hashem, let's say the fellow doesn't realize that I owe him money. So it was no Chil Hashem, so the Gemara says, Havkos Havosah is Mutter, Bayanakum. So the Gemara asks, why does it say, V'chishav inkaneu? You have to calculate how much money you owe, and then you buy out your freedom. But that context of that pasuk is talking, the owner of the Beknaini is a Nochri. So if he's a Nochri, it should be Havkos Havosah. Let the Eved just walk away. Let him try to run away. So the Gemara says, Zosameres, isn't it merely Havkos Havosah? The Gemara says, Zosameres. From the pasuk you see, Eved Ivri gufa konei, whether the Eved Ivri is sold to a Yisrael or to a Nochri, does make a difference. It's not the same as a poel. If a person, a balabais, has a poel who works for him, so the poel is meshubit to do the work. He committed himself, he agreed, he started the job, so he's mechuyev to do the job, unless he quits in the middle, okay? A poel chazaba afilu b'em tzayom. The poel has a right to quit in the middle. Once he quits, so the boss doesn't have to pay him any more salary. Because when he doesn't quit, and the boss is mechuyev to pay himself, he's mechuyev to do the job. Be'emunah, he's supposed to put in a full but the Rambam writes, a poel mechuyev la'avod b'chol koicha. He's mechuyev to do the best job he can possibly do. Let's say the one before me, they had a secretary. He used to type every letter single-handed. And now, and it took her a week to do 100 letters. I know how to use a computer. I can type 100 letters in 10 minutes. I can make all the 100 letters in 10 minutes. And they're paying me the same as they paid the previous worker. They're paying me less than they paid me. So I can say, why should I do the job in 5 minutes? And then I'll be free to type more for the boss I'll do the same as the previous worker did. So the Rambam says you're not allowed to make such a cheshbon. Hapoel mechuyev laber b'chol koich. He gets it from the Gemara. The poel is mechuyev to put. He doesn't have to. He has to go to the bathroom. We permit him to go to the bathroom in the middle of the day. He has to daven mincha. He has a right to take a lunch break. Okay, but the rest of the day he's not allowed to take. He's not allowed to daf yomi on the boss's time. He's not allowed to call his wife and carry on a conversation in the middle of the day. He has to put in a full day's work within reason, whatever is considered reasonable. In America, it's considered reasonable that he can call his wife to talk a few minutes. But it has to be within reason. He can't use the Xerox machine to Xerox 1,000 pages for himself. Maybe it's understood he can use a little bit. It's questionable, is it understood that he has the right to use an envelope from the company? Is that outright gezel? They write in the biographies, Rav Kook would never want to use a male secretary as an aide for a chasana, for a get, because he said the secretaries always will use an envelope from the office, or they use a stamp, or they'll use a gan if it's posulatus. So other gedolim will never use any businessmen to aid him at a chasana, a get, because they're afraid businessmen are always cheating business. Well, they're afraid the gan if it's posulatus. So the simple reading in the Gemara is that in the Gemara in Yevam is there on the final base. There's no kinyan iser for an eved ivri. That's the simple reading in the Gemara.
Rabbah can give him the
shivcha k'nainis. So Tosis has the kasha, but there is a quirk of a din. A Yisrael is also b'shivcha k'nainis. An eved ivri is mutter b'shivcha k'nainis. So doesn't that itself indicate that there is a kinyan iser even by an eved ivri? So Taisus in Yevamos asks that on the first Amid base in Perika Oro, things that are fine on the base. So Taisus answers no, that he's muta b'shiv chaknainis, but that doesn't indicate that there's a kinyan iser. He's muta b'shiv chaknainis because he's mechuyev to do that work, and the Torah says ki mishnas chasocher avotcha. He worked mishnah double. Mishnah, he worked twice as hard as someone else. A normal person only works by yom below balayla, and then eved ivri is eved by yom balayla. What do you mean by yom balayla? At night he goes to sleep. No, Rabba Moshe lo shivcha k'nainis. The rabba has no right to make him work 20 hours a day. He has the right to sleep. He has the right to eved ivri. He has the right to eat and to go to the bathroom and to daven, to do normal things also. But the odon has the right to make the eved ivri sleep with the shivcha k'nainis in order to blot us. So Tosfos says, since in the line of duty, so that doesn't the fact that the eved ivri is muta b'shivcha k'nainis is because it's in the line of duty, that doesn't show that the odin has a kinyanis. So it's a pella, what do you mean? And the odin has a right to make the eved ivri work on Shabbos also, to be mechal Shabbos in the line of duty. Everything in the line of duty is muta, but it's an avera. You're not allowed to sleep with the shivcha k'nainis. That eved ivri is muta. So it's a pella digatesis, what they say. The fact that the eved ivri is muta b'shivcha k'nainis does not indicate that there's a kinyan iser and an eved ivri, because he's mechuyev to do it in the line of duty. Ki mishnas chasocher avotcha is eved by yom balayla. He works twice as hard as a normal poel. So Rabbi Yosef Engel has a sefer that's called Chosen Yosef. Yosef Engel died around 100 years ago. He's a goyna goynim. He was the same time as Rav Chaim. He has a lot of times exactly the same as Rav Chaim. Has a lot of times the same. So there was a period of time that he had trouble with his eyes. He wasn't able to read. So he had someone read for him. So they read for him Avne Miluin. Easy reading. They read Avne Miluin. Gemara's, but he's going to read Gemara's. He knows all Gemara's by. So he was reading Avne Miluin for him. So he was, as the reader was reading Avne Miluim, so he was dictating her oris. So after he recovered and he was able to read, so he read over the notes and he crossed out, every here and there he crossed out. So every her oris has an amma, 1, 2, 3. It goes up and several hundred her oris. And then after he was able to see, so he crossed out, the here and there he crossed out. So they go 1, 2, 3, 10, 11, 16, 21. He crossed out a lot. So it's printed. Chosen Yosef is printed. So in the Sefer Chosen Yosef, now when they print Avne Miluim, so they print the Chosen Yosef at the end. The Ha'oris of Rabbi Yosef Engel on Avne Miluim. So he has the Ha'oris where he explains Pshat in this Tosfos. What do you mean it's in the line of duty? So it's muta b'shivcha k'nainis. So he says, apparently Tosfos is of the opinion that where's the pasuk that says you're not allowed to marry a shivcha k'nainis? It says lo yeh kodesh b'bnei Yisrael v'lo yeh kodesh b'bnei Yisrael. So the Targum Onkelos translates lo yeh kodesh means a Jewish man not allowed to sleep with a shivcha k'nainis. Lesia Kidesha, a Jewish woman, is not allowed to sleep, not allowed to live with an Eved Kanaini because Ein Kiddush and Tofsin. So that'll be an act of Vznus. Kodesh and Kadesh is Znus. So you're not allowed to do an act of Znus. sleeping together without benefit of being married. So that's the law. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says, apparently, Tosfos' opinion is that the only time there's an Issa, Leah Kodesh, Lesia Kadesh, is if you decide on your own that. You want to have beer with this Eved Kanaini or the Shivcha Kanaini. But if the Odin has a right, Mishnes Chasachar Avotcha, the Odin has a right to be Moser, Rabbi Moser lo Shivcha Kanaini, has a right to make you sleep with the Shivcha Kanaini in order to have Vladis. So you're not doing it as an act of Hefkeris. See, you can't say he's in violation of Lasiyah Kadesha. It's not that Boifen shall have caris, he's Meshuba to do it. If the Odin wants me to cook Basa B'cholov in the line of duty, I say, I'm Jewish, I'm not allowed to do that. That's an Issa, cooking Basa B'cholov. The Odin wants me to be Mechal Shabbos, to wash the dishes on Shabbos with hot water, or to cook food on Shabbos. I'm Jewish, I'm not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. But this Issa of Boala Shivcha Knainis, not an Issa Bia. It's an Issa Pritzis, it's an Issa Znus, it's an Issa Hefkeris. But if it's not done in the form of keres, he doesn't do on his own, so then Tosfos is of the opinion that there's no Issa, a Chiddush. The Torah gave the Odin the right to force the Eved to sleep with the Shivcha Knaz in order to have lotus for the Odin. How can the Torah say that? But he's Jewish, and the answer is the whole nature of the Issa is Le'yakodesh Lo'siyakadesha, not to do it by if and shall have keres. But he's not doing it on his own, he's doing it in the line of duty.
That's the Gilei Krah that the Torah allowed you to have beer with the Shivcha Knaines.
Yeah.
The Gilei Krah.
You know, Yotze Min HaKlal.
Yeah.
You're okay. You could have said that also. Okay. Could have said that. So Tosfos is bothered. If you have a Gilei Krah, means that there's a Kinyan Issa. Just like the Eved Kanaini can't become a Munah on a Korban Pesach without authorization from the Odin, that's called a Kinyan Issa. So Eved Ivri is Mutah B'Shivcha Knaines. You have a Gilei Krah, does not mean that there's a Kinyan Issa. So Tosfos has to explain it away. So Tosfos insists there's no Kinyan Issa. There's only Kinyan Mammon. There's no Kinyan Issa. But there is a Kinyan Mammon. Zos Ameris Eved Ivri Gufukoni. The Gemara says in the end of Bava Kamma that it's not called Havkos Havosah. If you did Rebbe, if you sold yourself, you're Mecher Atzmo, you sold yourself to a Nochri. You're a Mecher Atzmo, I'm an Eved Ivri, I work for a Nochri. And then I have an opportunity to run away, he won't be able to catch me. The Gemara says, that's Gezel Akum, because I Eved Ivri Gufakoni, I belong to the Akum. He bought me for the next 6 years, I belong to him. If I'm not going to do the work, that's called Gezel, I'm stealing the BN, because Eved Ivri Gufakoni. It's not the same Gufakoni like an Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani, I own Kishori Vachamori. I own 100% Eved Ivri. I own him like a Dekalipiris. I own the tree. What is Dekalipiris? Dekalipiris is a term that appears in the Gemara in the end of in Perek Ezel Neshech. The Gemara has Dekalipiris. You can sell, let's say this year, Habol Ein Letav Tavshin Ein Vav. And apples are going to grow on the tree in May and June. So can I sell? But they didn't start to grow yet. It's going to be winter now. Then they're going to grow after the winter is over. So can I sell you the fruits that are going to grow on the tree that didn't begin to grow yet? So that's a davar shel habol yom. And we paskin, you cannot make a kinyan on a davar shel habol yom. Ein ana mecha davar shel habol yom. But we want to make a deal. So the Gemara says, but the tree does exist. So I can sell you the dekel lipei roisim. I can give you ownership in the tree, partial ownership. Just like I can sell you the dekel 50%, yours 50%, mine 50-50. So I can sell you the dekel, the tree, with respect to the parents that are going to go tapshinai involved. Kinyan lachatzayin. You own the tree with respect to aroy ashbach, with respect to whoever owns the tree, owns the parents that are going to grow on the tree. Whoever owns the farm, owns the parents that are going to grow from the farm. That's called Aroi Ashbach. Aro means karka. Akarka shele hishbiach. So if I sell you the dekel with respect to the parents are dovish la boliyom, but the dekel is a dovish boliyom. So you can, Gemara says you can make a kinyan on a davar shebaliyam with respect to a davar shelabaliyam. That's legitimate. So the Gemara says there's such a thing as a dekel leperis. So if you own an avik kinyani, you own the avik kinyani kishori b'chamor. You own it mamish a kinyan mamish. You own an avik ibri. The Gemara says avik ibri gufa konoi. So the meiri and kiddushin on dafte zayin and the achrayim have that lashon. You own an avik ibri kedeka leperis. You don't own legamri like shori b'chamori. You own the avik ibri the odon, whether the odon is Jewish or non-Jewish, even if it's non-Jew. It's called Gezelakum. It's not called Havkos Havos. I'm not doing the work that I'm sure to do. No, it's called Gezel. The Nochri who bought me, I'm a Mecher Atzma. I sold myself to the guy. I belong to the guy. And if I'm going to run away, I'm not going to do the work for him. That's Gezel of a Bien. It's not Havkos Havos. I'm not living up to the obligation. I'm not living up to the obligation. No, it's worse than not living up. Havkos Havos of an Akum, strictly speaking, is Mutter. Yeah, we don't recommend it. Shulchan Aruch says we don't recommend it because the Chmelnytsky pogroms they tortured so many Jews and they killed so many Jews. I think they wiped off 1/3 of the Jewish population in that part of the world. And Gzeres Tach V'Tat in Nomas Tach V'Tat, 1648 and 1649. They realized that on payday, the guy missed the money that they got paid, and then they went to the saloons. To the bars in order to drink. And the Jews were smart. The Jews were always smart. They're not going to go into business, but they're not going to make money. The Jews were always into making money. So they used to buy the authorization to run a saloon. You had to pay the government to get a license to run a saloon. So the Jews always bought the license to run a saloon, and then they would charge a fortune of money. So then the guy would pay for one drink, and then he wanted another drink and another drink. And then you would tell him that that'll cost you another dollar. So he would give a $10 bill, he would be so drunk, he would forget to ask for the change. So the saloon owners used to make money, because on payday, the guy used to get so drunk, they gave away all their money. So that's called Toas Akum. So Toas Akum is Mutum. So on the side of the Choshen Mishpat, they write, they recommend, the Ber HaGoyla had to run away, the Shach had to run away from Vilna. Shach lived in Vilna, had to run away. The Chacham Tzvi lived in Vilna. Chalkas Mechokik, there were so many Gedolim lived in Vilna, they all had to run away. Many of them were killed. Many of the Gzeres Tach V'Tat, I think they write that 1/3 of the Jewish population in that area was wiped out by the Chmelnytsky riots. So they recommend not to rely on these kulas of Toas Akum and Havkos Havosa, because they relied on that until it accumulated so much and they realized that the Jews are making all the money because of them, so they killed out all the Jews. So they recommend it's not a smart idea. Yeah. They have a story by Rabbi Yankel Kamenetsky that he was a rabbi in some little village in Poland, I guess, before the war. So the people used to buy stamps in the post office, and the Goyish man who ran the post office would give them extra change. And a few people asked Rabbi Yankel Kamenetsky, are they mechuyev to give back the extra change? He said, of course, it's not your money, you have to give it back. So later on, that postman saved the lives of many Jews when the Nazis came in. They took over Poland. He hid out a lot of Jews. Why? So he explained later on that he read the Nazi propaganda, that the Jews are a bunch of ganavim, so he was testing them to see. So he, on purpose, he gave them extra change, and every time they gave back the extra change, they realized that the Nazi propaganda was all a lie. The Jews are honest people, and he saved their lives. See, after the war was over, they said, look, Bianca Kamenetsky had Ruach HaKodesh. He knew that the guy was testing them out, and he knew that that's the way to say it. He said, he didn't have Ruach HaKodesh. What do you mean? It's not your money. What are you taking money? That's not yours. You don't have to have Ruach HaKodesh to know that. It's improper. You're not supposed to take money. That Toas Sakam is mutter, but it's not a mitzvah. It's not there if you give them back. If you give back the money, it's not there. It is the right thing to do. And on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, they say the Ber HaGoyla had to run for his life, and he was a great grandfather, the Vilna Gaon, the Ber HaGoyla. The Ber HaGoyla in Shulchan Aruch is always assuming that you read the Ber HaGoyla. Ber HaGoyla gives Mar Mekaymis on every sif in the Shulchan Aruch. The Vilna Gaon gives Mar Mekaymis on every line in the Shulchan Aruch within the sif. But a lot of times they'll say Shom, and it doesn't mean the Mar Mokum that I wrote before. I mean, Shom means the Mar Mokum that the Ber HaGoyla read. The Vilna Gaon's comments are intended to be read b'shiluv with the Ber HaGoyla. It's a hemshah of the Ber HaGoyla. That's obvious like that. Anyway, so where are we holding here? So again, so by Ebed Kenaini, we assume that the two, Avin Miluim gave us this, you say, the two Kenyanim, we have a Kenyan mom and a Kenyanis. And Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel is Amafkir Abda Yotzil Acheres, Hefkir is Chalan, a Kenyan mom. And you have no right to make the Ebed Kenaini work for you. Is it Zorcha Tzircha in Zorcha Shichra? So we pass in Zorcha Tzircha, because Hefkir is not Chal on the Kenyan Iser. The Ramban brought a Rai from a get that you can't be mafkei wife. It's questionable whether the Rai is a Rai. Maybe in marriage, this Bechlal no Kenyan Isav at all. So maybe his Rai is not such a good Rai. But the Yisoid is correct that Hefke is not Chal on a Kenyan Isav. So why does one opinion, why is one opinion a mafkei abdu yotzel acheres, vein etzor get shichur? What he holds that the Hefke is Chal on a Kenyan Isav? No. The Gemara says no. He holds that the hefker is lichal on the kinyan mamon, but Abba Pasek exeres a kasev lichalev edish miknas kesef. Amalta also as yechal ba eved ish. If the eved has an adon who owns him in dini mamon, ish doesn't mean ish v'lo isha. Ish usually has the connotation of being memayit. Ish prat lekotan or ish prat leisha or ish over here eved ish. Ish means a balabas. If the eved has someone has a kinyan mamon on him, then there's a Kenyan Isser as well. There's no Kenyan Mammon, then there's no Kenyan Isser. So we don't pasken like that. We pasken even if there's no Kenyan Mammon, there can still be a Kenyan Isser. So I'm Afker Avdo, the Efker is Chalan, the Kenyan Mammon, but still Sorgat Shech. What about Eved Ivri? So an Eved Ivri, there clearly is a Kenyan Mammon. The Gemara says the end of Bava Kame, V'chishavim Koneu, Mishnasi Machra Log goes when the Odon of the Eved Ivri is an Achri. And the Gemara says, but Hafkos Havos is strictly speaking is mutter. So why does the Pasuk say you have to pay the right amount? It's also Meres Eved Ivri Gufukon, even though he was bought by an Achri. And the same is bought by a Jew, bought by an Achri, there's a Kenyan Mammon. It's not the same Kenyan Mammon as Eved Kenaini, not like Shorvah Hamar, it's a Dekal Peres. The owner of the Odon of the Eved Ivri owns him with respect to the right to make him work for him. It's not a Kenyan Legamri. Fine. Is there a Kenyan Iser on an Eved Ivri? So the Tosfos on the first daf in Ha'oral, Tais assumes the simple reading of the Gemara, no, because an Eved Ivri is a free agent, he can become a Mun on a Korban Pesach without consulting his Odom. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that Eved Ivri does no Kinyan Isa. And Tais says, but he's Mutta B'Shiv Chakneinis. So the Rambam writes, from the fact that Eved Ivri is Mutta B'Shiv Chakneinis, a Raya, that the whole Isa Shiv Chakneinis is only the Rabbanon, it's not an Isa Deraisa. The Rambam is problematic. There's a Gemara in the end of Temurah that says Beferish not so. The Gemara says it's an exception to the rule that the Eved Ivri is Mutter B'Shiv Chakneinis. It's a Chiddush. It's a Yotze Min HaKlal. But regularly so is also B'Shiv Chakneinis. The Rambam says no. I bet the Targum Munkulis on the Pesuk Le'yah Kodesh B'Nois Av Lisi Kodesh B'Nois Yisrael. The Targum Munkulis writes it goes on Le'yah Kodesh. A Jewish man is not allowed to live with a Shiv Chakneinis. Le'yah Kodesh, a Jewish woman, it's not permitted to live with an Eved Kenaini because it's Hefker, because it's no Tfisus Kiddushin. So the Rambam says the Unkelis wrote Adin de Rabban. It's not the correct, it's not the Pshut Shel Mikra, it's not correct. The Rambam says, Vali oven ze kal b'enecha. You shouldn't think that it's only the Rabbanon, so it's not so Homer. So he writes, no, Shari Unkelis Hager, Tir game. Unkelis writes in the Targum Unkelis on Lasiya Kadesh, Liya Kodesh, that it goes on living with a Shivcha and living with an Eved Kenaini. But the Rambam says it's an exaggeration that Unkelis put it in. It's really only the Rabban. So that famous difficult Rambam. That's a problematic Rambam. It's against the Nafan and the Gemara in the end of Temurah. The Achrayim is the Kash. Rambam's against the Gemara Temurah. So if you assume, leaving out the Rambam, you assume that the Heter Eved Iri B'Shiv Chakneinis is a Yetzim in HaKlal. The Klal is that there's an Issa Deraisa. You're not allowed to live with the Shiv Chakneinis. And here Eved Kenaini, here Eved Iri is Mutter. So does that or does it not indicate that there's a Kenyan Issa by Eved Ivri? So Tosfos insists, based on the Gemara, there's no Kenyan Issa. I house him mutter b'shiv chakneinis. I say it's in the line of duty. What do you mean the line of duty? Is a lot of being chal shav, a lot of cook basa b'chol. So Rabbi Yosef Engel gives this pshat that Tosfos holds the whole nature of the Issa is not to do an act of hafkeris. Let's see, a kadesh li a kadesh has a connotation of hafkeris. But if it's done in the line of duty, then it's okay. And the Ramban disagrees. Ramban says no. The fact, that's the Ramban, the Yom Kiddushin on Daf Tezayin. The fact that the Eved Ivri is Mutab Shiv Chakneinis is a Chiddush HaYotze Min HaKlal is a clear indication that there is a Kenyan Iser by an Eved Ivri as well. It's not a Kenyan Iser with respect to becoming Mamun on the Korban Pesach, That's only Eved Kenani, but it's a Kenyan Yitzer with respect to the Heta B'Shiv Chokhtanis. In the Sefer Shar HaMelech is a classic on the Rambam. So Shar HaMelech has a Shaila. And Eved Ivri's Mutta B'Shiv Chokhtanis, is that only if Rabbah Moser lo Shiv Chokhtanis? What if the Odon is not interested in having any Vlodis? Is he Mutter on his own? Is it pretty Shiv Chokhtanis? He wants to be with her. Is he mutter on his own, or is it only mutter if Rabbah Moser lo Shiv Chokhtanis? So he has this discussion. So some point out, it's a mefurish machlokes Tosfos in the Ramban. The Tosfos said he's only mutter b'shiv chokhtanis in the line of duty, because mishnas chasachar avodcha double oved is Rabbah b'yom b'alayla. The Rabbah has the right to be Moser lo Shiv Chokhtanis, and there's no iser kedeisha l'asele yakodesh, because not doing it is afkeris. He's doing it in the line of duty. But if he wants on his own, then according to Tosfos is beferish also. And the Ramban and the Ritva say beferish not so. They say he's even mutter b'shiv chokhtanis on his own, because there's a kinyan iser. So that's an afkamina halacha l'maisa. So here, there's a machlokes Tosfos in the Ramban, there in Kiddushin daf yud zayin, daf tes zayin. How do you read the discussion in the Gemara? So the series of Mishnais in the first perek in Kiddushin, first perek starts off, huisha niknis. How do you get married? Then the Mishnah talks, it uses a loshen kinyan. It doesn't necessarily mean that the chalois is a kinyan. There's no kinyan mammon when a couple gets married. The husband doesn't own the wife, and dini mammon is. And many hold he doesn't own the wife in kinyan iser either. There's a relationship, a husband and wife. They're married, but it's not kinyan. So the Mishnah starts off with isha niknis, the kinyan ishus. Then it says, how do you buy karka? How do you buy metaltim? How do you buy Eben Ivri? How do you buy an Eved Kenani? The whole first parak is about all the various kinyan. And then it says, how you meshachar Eved Kenani? How you meshachar an Eved Ivri? So the Gemara has a brisa, you meshachar an Eved Ivri ayde shtar. You give the Eved Ivri a shtar. You give an Eved Kenani a shtar, that's a pasuk. Hafte la nevdosa, chuf shala nitan. Hafte la nevdosa means he's Eved Ivri is yotze lecheres ayde kesef. Chuf shala nitan lo, he's a yotze lecheres ayde shtar. Lo la meisha means shtar. There's a Mishnah in Kiddushin has discussion. What do you mean? Eved Kenani is Yotze Lecheres Ayde Kesef. How does the Eved Kenani have? Let's say if you sell the Eved Kenani on the market, on the slave market, he would sell for $500,000. As a young Eved Kenani, healthy, he's going to live, he's going to do productive work for many years to come. So when he wants to buy out his freedom, how does he have the $500,000 to pay? Kol Mashikan Evikon a rabbi. So the Mishnah has a machlokes hatanaim to answer that question. You have a pasuk of the line of dos Eved Kenani is yotze lecheres ayde kesef, kesef ayde atzmo. Is there such a thing? Maybe it's only kesef ayde acherim. Maybe it's only if someone else gives the kesef to be mshachar the Eved Kenani. That's called kinyan Eved Kenani, when someone else gives the ring under the chuppah. Let's say under the chuppah, the chassan is a poor guy, doesn't have any money to buy a ring. So the chassan, someone else, the chassan's father gives a ring to the kala. The chassan says, "Harei mekudeshesli b'tabas that my father is giving you." So the Gemara says, "Mekudeshes midin Eved Kenani," because that's what you learn now from the parsha of Eved Kenani. Hofta loin of dasa, the Eved Kenani yotzei lecheres ayde kesef, but the Eved Kenani doesn't have a penny to his name. Kol mashikan Eved Kenani rabba, it all belongs to the Yodon. So the answer is one Tana says kesef ayde acherim. Someone else gives the kesef. So we extrapolate from that pasuk that is not only for the purpose of Shichur Eved Kenani that Kesef can be Adechem. When you Mekadosh and Isha, when you buy Karka, I want to buy Karka and it's worth $10 billion. I don't have money to pay. So someone else pays you the money and you agree to sell me the Karka because he paid you the money. He doesn't have to give me the money and it's my money and I give it to you. He can give you the money directly. That's Kesef Adechem. It's learned out from, that's called Kinyan Eved Kenani. Kesef like the Acherim is a valid Kenyan Kesef, even though the Kenyan is not the one who's giving the Kesef. So that pasuk, Hofte lo neftosu, chuf shalo nitan lo, is the mocker of the two ways to be Meshachar and Eved Kenani, either Ayde Kesef or Ayde Shtar. And then the Gemara has a brisa there in Kiddushin, after Zion, you can be Meshachar and Eved Ivri, Ayde Shtar. So the Gemara asked Akasha, Shtora lo mali, Lemalei Bapitre Zil. Why does the Odin have to give the Eved Kenani a shtar? Why doesn't he just say, I'm moichel you? You don't have to do any more work for me. I bought an Eved Ivri, I have the right to make him work for 6 years, and it's ready after 1 year. So I say goodbye and good luck. I don't need your services for the next 5 years. You're in my way. You can go free. So Gemara asks, why is it necessary to give him a shtar shichur Leimalei, let the Odin tell the Eved, Zil, I'm Moichel Yudah's services. So the Gemara says, there's no Mechila in the Bienzo, Samaris, Eved Ibri, Gufo Konui. Rav Shemochel al Giraona, En Giraona Mochel. It can't be Moichel Abien. That's the simple Pshat in the Gemara. There's no Mechila in the Bien. There's no Mechila in the Bien. So what was the Gemara's Kasha? Shtorel, Amali, Leimalei, Bapi, Trezil, why doesn't he just say, Amochel you the services for the next 5 years? I bought him and he worked 1 year, I have another 5 years to go. Why can't I just be Moichel? So Gemara's Kasha was, there's an easier way to be, I understand Shar, but there's an easier way. So Taisus says, that's not the Pshat and the Kasha. If that's the Pshat and the Kasha, so the Gemara still never answered it, because if you're mafker evit kanaini, a mafker rabbi the yotze lecheres. So there's a machlekes rabbi Shmuel with a tzorket shechein tzorget shecher. Why is there a machlekes and why do we paskin tzorget shecher? Because it's still a kinyan iser. So the mafker rabbi the hefker is only chala and a kinyan mam, it's not chala and a kinyan iser. And we don't darshan kol ebedish. That if there's no kinyan mam, there can't be any kinyan iser. We don't darshan like that. So we say, even though you're mafker the evit kanaini, Hefker is chal, but the kinyanist is still remains. They need a shtashichah for the kinyanist. But by Yabed Ibri, Taisa says that was an offani gemara in the first Amid base in Ha'aril Perikarl. There is no kinyanist. There's only a kinyan moment. By Yabed Ibri, there's only kinyan moment. So the gemara, if that was the kasha, why do you have to bother to make a shtar? There's an easier way to do it. The gemara didn't answer anything because you can still be mafka the Yabed Ibri. If you mafke the kinyan moment is hefker. So you don't yotze lecheres. And by Yabed Ibri, there is no kinyan isim. So everyone should agree. Bein l'rab, bein l'shmol. The whole machlek is rabbi shmol. What is zog et shich, ein zog et shichra. That's only by Yabed Knaini, because there is a kinyan isim. So one is of the opinion, yidarshim with an pasu, chal eved ish. He only has the status of an eved if there's an ish. If there's a balabos, has a kinyan moment. If he was mafkir abd, he was mafkir the kinyan mama, so the kinyan isa vanishes, disappears into thin air. But by Yabed Ivri, Taisus claims there is no kinyan isa. So bein l'rab, bein l'shmul, the din should be. Ha mafkir ebed ivri, yotze l'cheres, bein etzok yeshecha. The way Taisus says is megumgum. Taisus says, according to that opinion, according to Shmuel, how does Taisus say? My mishani Yabed Ivri gufakona yakati tikshel lunch torolam la yafkirenu l'shmul diyamar. According to Shmuel diyamar hamafka abed yotzcheres vein tzorg yetshirim. This is another mesichtus writes bein l'rab bein l'shmul. It's not only aliba de Shmuel who holds mafka abed. Shmuel and Rab argue by Eved Knaini because there's both a kinyan moment and a kinyan isa. So Shmuel is of the opinion hamafka abed yotzcheres vein tzorg yetshirim. We don't pass like Shmuel, we pass like Rav. But if I have it every, bein l'rab bein l'shmul, ain't it all get shich? Because there is no kinyan isa. Taisus holds that there is no kinyan isa by Yabed Ivri, only by Yabed Knaini, because he can't become a moon on a carbon pesach without authorization from the yod. So the way Taisus says by us, it's magumgam. The other Taisus in it says it the other way, that he, by Yabed Ivri, bein l'rab bein l'shmul, he wouldn't need any shtar shichah. So what was the Gemara's kasha? Leimalei bapei treisil. The Gemara's kasha was, why should any Odin waste his time to write a Shtar Shichur? In the days of the Gemara, they had to pay a Sefer, and they didn't have paper, so they had to pay money for a piece of parchment. What do you need the whole rigmarole for? Let him just be Mafke the Eved Ivri. V'roi Maramin, that'll be the end of the whole story. If that would have been a Kasha, why does he waste his time? Then they never answered it. The Kasha is still a good Kasha. Let him be Mafke the Eved Ivri, v'en etzok get Shichur. Being l'arab ben l'shmul ain't so getcha because there is no kinyan isa. So Tay says that was not the kasha. Why does the Odin waste its time? Why should anybody in its right mind want to bother to write his tashicha to be mshachar Eved Ivri, be mafkad Eved Ivri, and everyone will agree, being l'arab ben l'shmul ain't so getcha. That was not the kasha. What was the kasha? So Tay says no. Also loshen hakosa bishtar. El al korchach, what was the kasha le porch ela miloshan akasa bishtar kloima loma li shtar, what does he have to write it? I hereby set you free. Also loshan atzma shakasa bishtar hariat la atzmacha yomalo bal peh, the same loshan that he writes in the shtar. What does he waste time? What does he need the shtar for? The exact same loshan that's written in the shtar. If he'll say it bal peh, he'll be yotzei lecheres, because it'll be moichel him. Let it be mechila. So that's what the Gemara answers. No, there's no mechila on a bien. There's only mechila on shibudim, on schusim. You can't be moichel a bien. Let's say you have my computer. You're using my computer. Well, my computer is in your house. You're a shomer. It's a pikadon by you. I say I'm moichel it to you. So Tosafos says there ain't no such thing. There's no mechila on a bien. Mechila is if you owe me money, I'm moichel. Mechila is if I have a schus, I have a right to make you work for me. So I'm moichel the schus. But if you're talking about a bien, so that's what the Gemara answers. Also, Mary said, but it'd be good for Koni. Mechila doesn't can't be chal on a bien. That's how Tosafos read the kasha and the teretz of the Gemara. Kasha was also a loshan akasa b'shtar yom alo bal peh, and will work me din mechila. So the answer was there's no mechila on a bien. That's how Tosafos read the Gemara. The Ramban and the Ritva there in Kiddushin read the Gemara differently. They say the Gemara's kasha was let him be mafke the Eved, just like a mafke avdo yotze lecheres, let him be mafke the Eved, just like by Eved Kanani can be mafke. So by Eved Ivri also. So the Gemara answers also Mary's gufa koni, just like we paskan like Rab against Shmuel, that I'm afker abdo k'nayni yotzelech eris bitzorich get shichur, because the hefker is only chal on the kinyan moment, it's not chal on the kinyan isa. So those are meris, even by Yabed Ibi also, there is a kinyan isa. The mine of Kemina, the Yabed Ibi can be kamen muna on a korban Pesach on his own, and the Yabed Ibi shall coin is not mutter b'truma. No, the Yabed Ibi is mutter b'shivcha k'naynis. So that's also a kinyan isa. So when the Gemara answers those are meris, Yabed Ibi gufukonai, it didn't mean to say it's a bien and there's no mechila on a bien. No, that somehow wouldn't bother the Ramban. Mechila on a bien, that's okay. He says, no, gufa koni means that there's a kinyan iser. And kinyan iser, hefka doesn't work. Kinyan iser, hefka doesn't work. Right. So when you own an Eved Kanani, you're mafkir, just like it can be mafkir karka, it can be mafkir metaltalim. So you can be mafka and Eved Kanani also. But you can't be, hefka is not chal on the kinyan isa. So that's why there's machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel, do you need a shtar shichur? So we paskin like Rabbi, you do need a shtar shichur. Because hefka is not chal on the kinyan isa. Shmuel also agrees. Shmuel says, ain't so get shichur. Not because he holds that the hefka can be chal on the kinyan isa. He has a gzeris akos v'chal Eved ish. That he only has the status of an Eved, there's only a kinyan isa, calls man that there's an ish. If there's an Odon who's a balabas who retains a Kinyan Mammon. Once the Kinyan Mammon was rescinded because it was Mafker Abdo, so you can be Mafker Karko Metatlam, so you can be Mafker Devi Knaini. So once you don't own the Kinyan Mammon, so the Kinyan Isa disappears also. No, everyone agrees you can be mafker a bien. You can be mafker. Can be moichel. Can be moichel a bien. Mechil only works on schusim, on shibudim. Yeah.
So zil is not the same as being mafker.
Not the same, right. Zil is mechila. I'm moichel you. I'm moichel you. But if it say I declare you as ownerless, then hefke toisals hefke would be chal on an eved ivri. Like it's chal on an Eved Kanani. And even though by Eved Kanani there's machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, with the Tzorek et Shichur, we paskin like Rabbi Tzorek et Shichur. But by Eved Ivri, even Rabbi would agree, because Tosafos holds there is no Kinyan Issa. So once you're mafkir, everything is gone. All there is a Kinyan Mammon.
Well, the Gemara says, also, Eved Ivri,
Gufa
Kanai means there's a Kinyan
Issa. That's how the Ramban reads there's a Kinyan Issa. So how does it read in the Gemara in the end of Bava Kama? The end of Bava Kama, the Gemara says, Gezel Akam is also, Havkos Havos is Mutter. So why does Eved Ivri have to do with Chishav in Koneu? Because Eved Ivri gufa kone, and it would be a gzeil of a bien. But according to the Ramban, what is it? There's a kinyan iser when a person is mecharatzma to a nochri. There's a kinyan iser, and the nochri can be rosalo shivcha knainis. What does it mean? There is no kinyan iser. If a goy buys an Eved Ivri, there's no kinyan iser. It's shver, the Ramban is problematic, and the Ramban is also problematic. Hasvar no senes that mechila never works on a bien. Mishnah Melech raises such a question based on the Shonis and the Rambam. Maybe mechila does work on a bien if it's b'shusoy of the nimchal. If I'm mechila to you, if you're holding onto my computer, you're holding on to this my sefer, and I say I'm moichel it to you. The Mishnah Malach raised the possibility maybe chila does work on the bien if it's b'shusay of the person to whom you be moichel. So the Ramban seems to hold like that. That mechila would work. Yeah. You can't make a haknoah, but if you're moichel, but if you're moichel, then he's kind of with the kinyan chotzer. It's very difficult.
The Gemara in Bava Kama, why is that problematic according to
the Gemara? The Gemara draws a contrast between Gezel Akam and Hafkos Halva Asai. The Gemara says when the Eved Ivri has an opportunity to run away, so let him run away. Why does the Chumash say V'chishvim Kaneh? He has to pay every last penny. It's merely Hafkos Halva Asai. The Gemara says, no, it's Gezel Akam. So as the Gemara says, Eved Ivri Gufa Konoi, and he belongs to the Nochri. If he sold himself as an Eved Ivri, so if he's going to run away, that's going to be a Gezel on a Bien. That's not going to be a Hafkos Halva Asai. So the Ramban says that expression, Zosemeres Eved Ivri Gufa Konoi, the exact same expression appears in Kiddushin, to Zion and the end above a Kama and the Sugi of Gezla. So he says that expression means, that term means, that there's a Kinyan Issa. So what they have to say, there's a Kinyan Issa, that's what's Gezla Akum. No, it's Gezla Akum because it's a Bien. A Gezla and a Bien as opposed to Shibudim. So why not say the Gemara in Kiddushin, those Meres Abedibi of Ekonai, has the same meaning as it means the end above a Kama. The end above a Kama just means that it's a Bien. So it's Gzela of a Bien. It doesn't have the connotation of Kinyan Issa. Why did Ramban interpret in Kiddushin that it goes on the Kinyan Issa? Should have said that there's no Hefker on the Kinyan Issa fields. Should have said that there's no Mechila on the Kinyan Issa.
Why can't we see the Gemara where there was also talking about Kinyan Issa? If the guy just runs away, he has no Rishus to marry, he's still in the limbo mode of being able to marry a Shechtah.
Does that make sense? If I saw myself... Does it make sense in the first? I saw myself as an Amoicher Atzmo to a Nochri. He has the right to give me a Shivchakninus. Is the din true? A goy can own a Shivchakninus. How did the whole thing begin? I mean, a Jew was Megayer, a woman, Hashem Shivchakninus, and he sells it to a goy. And then the goy can be Moshe Shivchakninus to his Jewish Eved. Is the din true? I don't even know if the din is true. The Rabbi Moshe Shivchakninus applies, and the order is not Jewish. I don't know. That's the problem. Okay, that's a famous Machalekes Taisis in the Ramban. How to read the Gemara's answer in Kiddushin Da Zayin. What does it mean? Zosameris Abedivri Gufa Konoi. Okay, we learn that tomorrow we'll have normal shiur, I think. Anything special happening tomorrow? Okay, so we'll try. It's Columbus Day. Okay, we have to celebrate. So. We'll try to learn Vav Amud Beis about okay. We have to learn, but Tzeh Berach Nias Hashem. The three Tanaim have three different interpretations.